Dashim b'mifla shebebezdin. It means he has to be a special person of bezdin. He has to be a mumcha. A mumcha lebezdin, he has to argue against the bezdin agodol. Hakosim medaber. The other person says, ki poli mimcha. What does mimcha mean? Zeh yoyitz. He argues against the yoyitz that you need advice, which means Rashi says, soida eit ho'iber. There's the machlokes whether you should make the year an extra month or not. So if he argues against that, he's called a Zochim Mamri. The Chayin Raymond is a passage that says, Mimcha Yotza Choshev Al Hashem Lo Yoyetz B'Liyoel Dover B'Liyoel. So it's a passage that says that the word Mimcha goes on Eitza, something you have to have an advice. So to make an extra month is called a Yoyetz if he argues against the Yibra Hashana, for that he's Chayiv Misa. Then the pasuk says, "Zu ki yipola mimcha dover." Says the pasuk, "Dover." What does the word "dover" mean? Zu halacha. He argues against halacha l'moshe m'sinai. If it's a machlokes whether this thing is osur or not with halacha l'moshe m'sinai, if he argues, he's chayiv misa. Then the pasuk says, "La mishpat ze'adin." If he argues against the din, the girl will explain all these things. A machlokes whether yichayiv or potter, then he's chayiv. Then the pasuk says, "Bein dam." What does that mean? Bein dam l'dam, bein dam nida l'dam leida. It's a machlokes whether this dam is dam nida, whether it's dam leida, whether it's dam ziva. If it's a machlokes that one says it's tor and one says it's tamei, so for this he's also called the zakei mamri. Now the pasuk says, "Bein din l'din." What does that mean? Bein din l'nefeshes, din imamnis, din imakos. Whether he argues the question of Dina Nechoshes, or Dina Madnis, or Dina Makais, any one of these cases is also Chayiv Misa. Bein Negel, or Negel, the Pasuk says, Bein Nigel Odom, if it's a Machlekes about a Shaila of a Negel Odom, whether it's Tomei at all, Nigel Batim, a Negel in the house, Nigel Begodim, yeah, any one of these arguments, if he argues against the Bezna Nagodim, is Chayiv Misa. Then the Pasuk says, Divrei, yeah. Divrei Ribos, what does Divrei mean? Eilu HaCharomim. If it's a shayla, something is cherim, that somebody was makdis something. Ho'erchon, or else you're managed to give the value of your body. Ve'egdeshes, something that you're magdish. If it's a machlekes, whether it is hegdish or not hegdish, and you say yes, they say no, yichayiv misa. Then the pasuk says Ribos. What does Ribos mean? Zu HaShkoi Soita. It's a machlekes whether the ishi is a soita or not. Does she have to drink the mea morim or not? So such a machlek is also Yechayiv Misa. The Arefus Egla, also machlek is whether you have to bring an Egla roof or not, Yechayiv Misa. Utorius Mitzora, a machlek is how to be Mitzayiv the Mitzora, whether she brings this Kabonis or that Kabonis. So if there's a machlek is and you argue, Yechayiv Misa. Then the person says, Bishorecho, Zuleka Tshichopeya. You can argue about the loch of Leka Tshichopeya. Does this lechid belong to the Aniyim? It doesn't belong to the Aniyim. They say yes, you say no, Yechayiv Misa. Then the Pasuk says, Vakamta, you have to come up. That means mi bezdin. You get up. Where do you get up from? From your bezdin, like we had before. You start off arguing in your bezdin at home. And then, if you don't agree, you come up to the bezdin agodol. V'yomisa, you come up. Malam, that comes to teach us, Shebeis ha-migdash, Gevoya mi'as Yisrael. That based on English, that's the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. It always says Lashon of Yolisa. No matter where you are in Eretz Yisrael, it's always the Yolisa coming up. And now, secondly, the Eretz Yisrael, Givraya Mikol HaRotzis. Eretz Yisrael is also higher than all other lands. No, here's Poshtar Matzal Mitzias, the height. There could be a Pshat, another Pshat. El HaMokim, what's the place El HaMokim it says? Malamna comes teach us, Sha'anokim Goyim, that when is the Aloch of a Bezdin Agodol, only if they're in the Lishkas Agozis, like we had once before. If they leave the Lishkas Agozis, they do not have the Kedusha of a Bezdin Agodol, there will not be Aloch of a Zokim Mamri. A Zokim Mamri is only if you come up to the Beis Amigdash, to the Lishkas Agozis, and the Sanhedrin is there, if you argue with them there, then you're Chayiv Misa. But if they're not in their place, they don't have the same Kedusha, then you're not Chayiv Misa. Now, Bishleim HaBeis HaMikdash Kivayim Eretz Yisrael, that's good. That the Beis HaMikdash is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael, that you have a proof. Tichsiv, because the prophet says over here, V'yolisa, mash many places in Eretz Yisrael, you have to come up, V'yolisa, you come up to Yushalayim. You come up to the Beis HaMikdash. Ella, but the second statement, Eretz Yisrael, Gevoya Mikol HaRotzes Minolei. How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands? That it doesn't say here. It only says, V'yolisa, you come up to the Beis HaMikdash, from Eretz Yisrael. How do you know, though, if you're in Greece, it's called going up to Eretz Yisrael? So, there's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, "Lochein hine yomim boyim umashem." Days will come, Hashem says, that Chai Hashem, Asher helas b'nei Yisrael miyatz Mitzrayim, the people will not say anymore, "The great Hashem that took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim." Ki im Chai Hashem Asher helo b'asher hevi ezar beis Yisrael. That this by Moshe Mashiach, that will come to praise Hashem that He gathered us together from all other lands. To all the different lands and nations that He threw us there, now will come back and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And we'll come back to our Adama, we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says in this pasuk also, Asher Hela. It says Asher Hela, Mashm even from America, is called coming up to Eretz Yisrael. So Mikol HaRotzos is called coming up to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Gevoya. Now, so far these are the drushes of Azaki Mamrei that we had in the Mishnah. He has argument in his city, he comes up to the two Bezdins, then the third Bezdin, and if he still comes back home and paskins and tells people to do different than the Bezdin Agoda told him, for that is Chayiv Misa. Now, Tanu Rabban, we'll learn this. Zaki Mamrei. Einai Chayiv Elo Al Dovor. He's only chayiv if he argues against the Bezdin on a matter that shezdonai korus. If a person would do that avera benezid, he would be chayiv at least korus. V'shirros echatas. If the person does it v'shogeg without understanding, then he's only chayiv echatas. Dibur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. That is like in Mamre is only chayiv misa if he argues against the chayiv ekrisis. But if he argues against tam alav, tam aninig, he's potter from misa. You should see how he knows it, right? No, he says that's the minimum, right? He says chi is kilo would also be the same thing. He says chorus, that's the minimum. Rav Yudah Weimer, al dove shikra mit divrei Torah. It has to be something that it says in the Torah, anything that it says in the Torah, but to perusha mit divrei sofrim. It has to be that the chachamim have to come and explain what the Torah says. If it's something so simple that you do not need an explanation, there's no mokah for Zakei Mamrei. It's only if the Chacham has to explain it. So he comes to argue and says, you're wrong. Your explanation is not right, but mine is right. That's called the Zakei Mamrei. But anything Medivrei Torah that has the Pirush Medivrei Sofrim. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afilu Dikto Gechod Medikduke Sofrim. Anything, any argument that a person has against the Bezna Gadol, anytime the Bezna Gadol gave a psak in a certain Indian, no matter what it is, the smallest diktuk medivrei misofrim, even the shalom and isad rabbonin, even in the minig mid rabbonin. But if the Bez Magodl says this is the way it should be done, and you go back home and you pass him the opposite, for that you chayiv misa. Because it's not the chayim of the aveira, it's because you're going against Bez Magodl. It's because you have the chutzpah not to listen to what they told you. That's why you chayiv misa. Another one says, my time is Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? That he says it has to be something that you chayiv korus on. My time is Rabbi Meir. She says, Gomar Dover Dover. Makes Xerah Shov, it says the word Dover here. It says, Ksiv Ocho, Ki Yipole Mincho Dover. If something is missing, you don't understand something. La Mishbot. Well, Ksiv Osem, it says another posik in the Parash of Kabonis, V'nelam Dover Mi'eni Akahal. So it says there, Parash, bring in a korban by a chet that you did b'shegeg, or the chiyav chat, or the chiyav chorus. Mal ha'alem, dobe shechayim azone chorus. You only chayiv a korban chatis on an aveira, that if you do it b'mezid, you would at least be chayiv a chorus. V'yashir gosle chatis. And therefore, now that you do that chet b'shegeg, you chayiv a chatis. That's the pasuk of Kabonis in Vayikra. So afkan yirosa bezoke mamrei. Dobe shechayiv azone chorus, v'yashir gosle chatis. It has to be something that you at least be chayiv a korban chatis, which is at least a zodan is a chorus. That's what Rameh is Joshua. That's the spasik ki yipole mimcho dovor, or dovor means something that you would be chayiv chorus with. Reb Yehuda. What does he dash should know anything with divrei Torah that has a pirush midrabbanan? The pasuk says here, Al piha Torah asher yerucha. According to the Torah asher yerucha, that they have to teach you. That means ad ikra Torah. There has to be a question of something that true it says in the Torah. There's a davar midiraisa, but the yerucha, you need that the rabbanan have to teach you what does the Torah mean. We do not know exactly. Let's say by tzitzis, to say you have to have four corners. It doesn't really say in the Torah four. Or you have to have four tzitzis. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah how many tzitzis you need. So Rabbanan Kol Medashin, Gedilin, Gedil, Gedilin, say it means four. But without the Rabbanan's drushes, we would not know what the Torah means. So such a thing like that, if he could become a Zakeh Mamre. There has to be a mitzvah like tzitzis that it says in the Torah, but Rabbanan, they dash in the Torah, teach us how exactly to make the tzitzis. That's called Asher Yerucha, that a learning that Rabbanan taught us how to explain the Torah. Adika Torah Yerucha. For Rabbi Shimon says, no, anything, any argument at all that you have with them, Yechayiv Misa. For Rabbi Shimon, the passage says, Asher Yagidu L'cho Min HaMakom Hu. Asher Yagidu L'cho, that they tell you, Mashma Afilu Koldu. Any single thing that the Bez Nagolo tells you, this is the way you should do, and you go back home and you're pasking, you tell people, do the way I tell you, and do not listen to the Bez Nagolo, for that you chayiv misa. No matter what it is, koldu. Anything that they tell you, because the chayiv misa is because you're being mamre Bez Nagolo. You're arguing with the Bez Nagolo. For that alone, you chayiv misa. Oh, Malay Rafuna. Bachin and Olarovo, Tag, Tirgum Ali, Lo Masnisa Libra the Rabbi Meir. How are you going to explain the Brice we just learned before according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, Yoni Chayiv Misa by Zokim Mamre, if it's something that's his Dernay Chorus, we just had a whole Brice that dashes these Tukim for arguments that they don't have a Chayiv Chorus. A lot of these arguments we just learned before, there's no Chayiv Chorus. Din Dinamamnis, Dinamakis, there's no Chayiv Chorus over there. Sarah Rabbi Meir, Kirdash and the Psukim. The Apostle Kiponi Mimcha Dover, La Mishpat. And we dash in every word, to me a lot of things, Ashkoi Saita, that's nothing to do with the Chiyu Kos. Sarah Rabbi Meir, Kirdash and the Psukim. So Omale Rav Rapapa, Rav Sabat Rapapa, Puk come out, Tirgum Ali, I'll explain it to you like this. This is the way Rabbi Meir, we dash in the Psukim. When the Apostle says, Kiponi, that something is hidden, you don't understand something. Vidashina means the mustrashimament and a kosim adabr. It has to be somebody that's choshev. A zokei manle we had before in the Mishnah is only a mumcha, a person that the people respect and listen to. So therefore, when he comes back and tells people, I hold this way, people are going to listen to him. So that's called a zokei manle. With the Mishnah ended off, if he's only a katan, if he's not a talmid, he's not chayiv, because people will not listen to him. That's the first to go, Kiyupole means he has to be a mumcha, he has to be a mufla, an astonished scholar he has to be. Then the apostle says, Mimcha, what does that mean? Zeyoyitz, what does that mean? Sheyadeya labrashonim, it has to be a question whether they make an extra month to the year or not. Lekveya chadoshim. Now what does this have to do with the Chiyuv Koros? So Kiyutnan, like we learn like this, Hei miidu shemavrnes ashono kolada. That first halacha was, or not, they said over, the Besdin said over, that the whole month of Adar, so you have a right to decide to make an extra month. In other words, even Chof Tes Adar Rishon, then the Besdin has a right to decide, we want to make another month. And they could add another Sheni, even though they did not notify you before Purim. It comes out this year, they made Purim already, and after Purim they decided, we need another month, they could do that. Why? Because Shoyuim, before that they used to say no. Before that they used to say, Adar Purim. Bezmi could only tell us to make an extra month before Purim. We have to know about it before Purim. Why? Because you would tell us after Purim, on Purim, 30 days before Pesach, you start to learn Hilchos Pesach. Now people are going to think that in 30 days it's going to be Pesach. So therefore, Dilahai Gisa Koshori Chom to Pesach. If it comes out that you're going to make Pesach earlier, and they're not going to know, you're going to make Pesach later, they're not going to know about it, and they're going to eat chametz on Pesach. So it comes out there's a chayiv koros. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv koros. So there is a shayla of chorus involved where the bezin should make an extra month or not. And vila ha'gisa, kasharichon to Pesach. The other way, you'll be matter. In other words, they'll think it's Pesach the next month, and really it's not. So you're saying you're allowed to eat chametz on their Pesach. So therefore, that's called the shayla of divrei tchi of chorus. So that's the case of Zokim Amri. Now it's good. Even a question whether to make the extra month or not could come out to a shayla b'chi of chorus. By making an extra month, you're postponing Pesach, and people come then to eat chametz on Pesach, which is a chi of chorus. So it's called you being cholak on bezdin and dovor sheish b'chi of chorus. Then dovor pasach ki yipone mimcha dovor. What does the word dovor mean? Zu halacha. That goes in halacha l'meshim Sinai. So which halacha l'meshim Sinai is nageya to chi of chorus? Could be a lot of them. The Gemara brings down one. Zu halachas hilchais achad asar. The halachas of 11 days. There's a special halacha l'meshim Sinai about 11 days. The Yitma learned like this. Our theory, halacha is when an Isha becomes a Nida, the first time she sees a period, so she's tamei for 7 days midiraisa 7 days. After the 7 days, then the next 11 days is the days that she could become a Zava. If she would see 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row, dam, she would become a Zava. If she only sees 1 day during those 11 days midiraisa, she's only tamei that 1 day. That's called the Shemeres Yoyim. She's only tamei that 1 day, and she watches herself 1 more day. If she doesn't see, she can go to the mikvah, she can come to her. That's halacha l'meshim Sinai, 11 days in between one nida to another nida. First she sees, she's tamei for 7 days, then it stops nidus, then the next 11 days, she has a special halacha of a zava. Now what's going to be if she sees on the 10th day? 9 days pass by, the 10th day she saw. See, that's the machlekes. Diet Nasiri. Reb Yechle Nomar Asiri Kitchi. So if she sees dam on the 10th day, she has to be a Shemeres Yoyim. She's Tomei the whole next day also. She has to wait the next day. It's as if she saw it on the 9th day. You see it on the 9th day, you could become a Zava Gadela. If she'll see 9, 10, 11, she'll become a Zava Gadela. Therefore, we tell her, wait a whole day, you Tomei, to see what's going to happen. Even though on the 10th day, she can't become a Zava Gadela anymore. If she first sees the 10th, the most she can see again at the 11th, it's only 2 days. If she sees the 12th day, that's a Nida. She won't become a Zava. So that's the Machlokes. In the case where she can't become a Zava Gadela, so she still has to watch that 1 day. So Yechidin says yes. If she sees on the 10th day, the 10th day is like Chi. That she asked to have a Shemeres Yoyim, she's Tomei that whole day. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesham no, Asir Kiechen Osir. The 10th day is like the 11th day. She does not have to be Shomer at all. She just goes to the mikvah afterwards and she saw her. Rabbi Yechid and Amr Asiri Kitchi, not she, just like on the 9th day. Boy Shimmer, she has to wait 1 more day. She's Tomei for another whole day. Is that Asiri Boy Shimmer? The 10th day also, you have to wait another day. You're Tomei 1 more day. For Reshlokesh Amano, Asiri, the 10th day, is Kiechid Osir. It's like the 11th day itself. Ma echad asa, just like the 11th day itself, loy boy shimur, because afterwards, the next day, you're tor, like you can't become a zavra. If so, he holds af asiri loy boy shimur. He holds the 10th day also does not need a shimur. So the bia machlekes over here in this halacha l'meshim Sinai. If an isha sees dam on the 10th day, is she tor after she goes to the mikvah? That the bez negodah paskin, she's tomei. And who go home and say, no, she's Torah. So it's being not the Rechi of Chorus. And the Tata says she's Tomei, so there's a Rechi of Chorus involved. So such a shame will become a Zokim Mamre. Right, so this is Halacha L'meshim Sinai, that there's a question of Machlekes about the Rechi of Chorus. Then the next passage said, Mishpat Zadin. There was a Shalom Adin. So plus you learn, it's a Shalom Adin, where someone is Chayv or not. So it means like this, no. The Shalom Adin was, Bita Manasosnoi. Machlokes was your own daughter.